AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Using an executive order, President Trump is revising a policy to ban transgender troops. In the order, the president claims service by troops who identify as a gender other than their biological one conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle, even in one's personal life, and is harmful to military readiness. It was one of a flurry of executive orders yesterday. The president spoke to House Republicans in Florida.
This has been a very exciting and will be a very exciting new chapter. There's nothing we cannot achieve as long as the Republican Party remains united. I hope you can remain united.
The number of immigration-related arrests has spiked since President Trump took office. ICE's Matthew Elliston was involved in raids around Washington, D.C. He says the worst go first and nobody gets a free pass anymore.
We will constantly be out looking for them, especially these egregious public safety cases. The looking for these guys will never stop.
Bird flu is forcing farmers to slaughter millions of chickens a month, pushing egg prices to more than double their cost in the summer of 2023. Sage Mills was egg shopping.
I saw they ranged from $6 to $8 for just even like a dozen of them. And that was, I even said to myself, I'm like, this is blasphemy. It's just robbery. You know, it's really expensive.
It appears there may be no relief in sight for egg prices. One of the world's most active volcanoes is back in action. The Kilauea volcano in Hawaii is spewing lava once again, the seventh recorded episode in recent weeks. In Congo, dozens of demonstrators attacked several foreign embassies, including those of Rwanda, France, and Belgium, demanding they oppose the advance of Rwanda-backed rebels into a major city in the country's east. Caroline Levitt, the youngest person to serve as White House press secretary, will make her debut in the briefing room today. This is AP News. A shooting at a supermarket in Indiana left three people dead.
There was a 911 call of a shooting in the Martins here on Junior Achievement Drive.
Elkhart Police spokeswoman Jessica McBriar.
There were two individuals pronounced deceased inside the store. An individual who's believed to be a suspect was also pronounced deceased during the incident.
When officers engaged the suspect outside the store, two were wounded.
They are in stable condition, thankfully.
Indiana Governor Mike Braun says he and his wife Maureen were praying for the victims and their families. Audio courtesy ABC 57. I'm Jennifer King.
The first significant storm of the season brought snow and downpours to Southern California that doused wildfires and caused some ash and mud to flow across streets in L.A. The rain ended a near-record streak of dry weather for Southern California. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.